Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be talking about a dose of self-love. So here's a quick one to give you an injection or give you a boost or tell you what, you know, focus on, you know, loving yourself and how to go about that. I'm going to give you a few tips today. Write this down. Important. Number one, 30 days of self-love. Have yourself a challenge. Put yourself on a challenge for 30 days of self-love. In fact, my girlfriend, Carla, that I always bring up and talk about, she's my person, gives such great advice, so in tune with self-love. She has started a 30-day self-love. We're going to actually have her on as a guest speaker, so she'll give you a little bit more color about that. But it's a 30-day challenge of doing something every day to love on yourself. Number two, reading books. There's so many great books out there. You're a Badass by Jen Serino. Girl Wash Your Face, Rachel Hollis, Life Loves You by Robert Holden. There's so many great books. Lois Hay writes really great books from Hay House. So please check out some books. If you're in turmoil in life or situations, there's a book called Loving What Is by Byron Katie that I absolutely love. So there's a lot of great things about helping us create and dive into self-love. Next, number three, is making healthy choices. You know, when it comes to your foods or, you know, getting rest, you know, drinking water and hydration. I talk about that in another podcast of mine. You don't even know how crucial it is. Hydration is mandatory. It's not optional. You got to drink half of your body weight. Okay. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you got to be drinking 75 ounces of water. And food, you know, in sales jobs and busy jobs, and crazy, even being an at-home mom. I mean, we're running, racing, cruising around. I mean, it's crazy days. So next, you know, we're grabbing fast food or not eating till, you know, having lunch at 3 or 4. Your body deserves attention and care and love. And we do that through making healthy selections for it. So choose the right foods, go to the market, go to Trader Joe's or go to Whole Foods, you know, go find good fruits and vegetables, good proteins, you know, the good healthy fats that you need, you know, sunflower seeds, different things, avocados, you know, different things to put into your body because the foods enrich our brain to think clearer, to be more healthy. It fights against any of those bad, you know, cells or anything that's in our body. So health is important. The next one in speaking in health is yoga or meditation. So these are two things that came later in my life. Gosh, I wish someone told me this when I was younger in sales. I mean, I lived very stressed. I'm not going to lie. I was working constantly, nights, weekends, holidays, work, work, work. I never shut it off. It just was all in. And the truth is, it's okay to be a hustler, but if you could take care of yourself and hustle, I'm in on that. So yoga or meditation. I love Deepak and Oprah. They have a great medley meditations that I listen to every day. I'm just loving their message that they have. So check that out. Also, personal workshops. So I took a course called MITT, which stands for Mastery in Transformational Training. Wow. Like legit the best experience I've ever had in my life. It's full personal workshops. There are 5-dayers. There's 3-dayers. It's a absolute reasonable price. It's worth every single penny. Best experience of my life. And the last one is love yourself. It's a hard one to do. Some people to this day, no matter the age that you are, don't know how. I didn't know how to love me. I didn't find love the true form of love for myself until 2008. And that was when I joined MITT and I really learned more about Lisa Crown than I ever have in my life, where I can look in the mirror and be like, I love you. I love you. And I'm really proud of you, you know? And that took me, like I said, I mean, an eternity to figure that out authentically. So learn to create love for yourself. And in getting there, it is about, you know, like I've said in the past, you know, writing in gratitude journals. It's also about journaling, writing things down. And remember, in your journal or in your affirmations, always say something with self-love. You know, I love you. I'm proud of you. You look pretty today. You're doing a great job. All right, everybody, that was a quick dose right there of a dose of self-love. I hope you're having a beautiful day and take good care of yourself today, okay? Thanks so much.